Okay, so we continue the afternoon Aleph. We're doing an Aleph on Beis. We're starting with last words on an Aleph on an Aleph. It says, V'loy Bek Teshas. The Mishnah says, V'loy Bek Teshas. You cannot use Hektish to do Pidyon HaBen. Right? The Gemara, Pshita, it's Pasha, Lav Deinu, it's not yours. Of course you can't use Hektish to make Pidyon HaBen. And for the Gemara, Eimah V'loy Hektishas V'chol Eilu. We said in the Mishnah, you can't use Avodim, Shtaros, Kakois. The same thing for Hektish. When you play the Hektish, you can't use Avodim, Shtaros, Kakois to be play the Hektish. It has to be Daf Gadova Matalto V'gufei Mamon. So just like we buy these three things from Pidyon HaBen, these three things also cannot be used for Hektish, when you want to be part of the Hektish. Kosa, may everything's right?
Yeah,
right. We said in the Mishnah, you can't use Pidyon HaBen, you can't give a star for Pidyon HaBen, you can't give a Eved to Pidyon HaBen. Same thing when you have a Hektish, you want to be part of it, you want to redeem the Hektish, you can't use an Eved or a star to redeem it. Yeah.
I mean,
it's not technically. Right, not talking about Hektish for Pidyon HaBen, yeah. Zok the Mishnah Vayit. It said the Mishnah, Kosa l'koyin shuchayav l'chom ha'shlom, chayav l'itlay, you have to give him 5 shlom, but it doesn't work for Pidyon HaBen. So Amar Ula explains this halacha. Dvar Torah b'noi padui, l'kashitin. Really, it works for Pidyon HaBen when I give the money. Because in my side, I gave money. I didn't use a star only, I gave money. My time ain't b'noi padui. Gzeira, there's a gzeira, Shema Yoimru, people who see this will say, poydim ishtar, they'll think it worked with a star. And Taka, because of that, the Torah brings down from the Bahag, that if someone gives that money, he says, this is for Pidyon HaBen, and not, then it's taka good. Here the case was, he gave a star, I owe you, this is Pidyon HaBen. Then he gave money to follow it up. That's the problem. It looks like the star is doing it, and therefore it's no good. Tani Tanaka made Rav Nachman, but no ipod looks you eaten. Rav Nachman taka had in his brisa that taka works when I give the money. Only Rav Nachman, so they said the brisa for Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said back, only Rav Nachman, that brisa, Zudiv Rav Yesi, Rav Yudas Tima. Stimta. It's one of the other Tanoim. It's Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. Avacham Oimrim Ein Benoi Padu does not work because it's the Zera. V'Hilchasa that's Halacha L'Maisa Ein Benoi Padu. So the Mishnah says, since Ein Benoi Padu, what do you have to do? You have to give him another 5 slum. Because the first one didn't work. Comes out, the Kohen lines up with 10 slum. And it says in the Mishnah, L'fikachim Ratza Kohen Lit L'Matano V'Shoi. You know, if he wants, he give it back. But he doesn't have to. If he wants, he give it back. And therefore, you know, save the Israel, you know, his extra money. So we'll talk about that a little bit now, giving back money. Tanina L'Untana L'Hadatana Abana, L'Untana Braisa. Nostay La'Saris Kahana. First two halachas are not about that. It's not halachas. If you take 5 shkolim, 5 slum for Pidyon HaBen, you put it in front of 10 kahanim at one time, and you didn't give it to anyone specifically, you yaitzi a mitzvah. Nostal asaras kahanim vasachas yotza. Because my son, here, whoever wants to take it, I'm giving it to you guys. Bezach azeh, if you give $1 at a time, you also yaitzi. Rashi maybe says it's only by one kayin you could do this, but that's a sure exactly what the difference is. But you give it one cell after another, you give also. Not liverziroi, if the kohen took it and gave it back to you, verzirlo yotze, taka yotze. Vekach kohen min hagisha rotafin. Rotafin used to do this. So he noitel machse, used to take the 5 slotim and then give it back. Nechama heard about this, omru, kayim ze alachazu. That even though he did this, he was still mekayim pidyon HaBen. That's the said on tafin. So it's mashma, he's mekayim only in pidyon HaBen, halachazu vesulai, the only thing he was mekayim pidyon HaBen. So the Gemara, no, this is what they meant to say. Lekayim zeh af halachazu. That our tarfin was also mekayim pidyon HaBen, even though he gave it back. Rav Chanina, have a rug of a shakel.
He was the father. Or
Rav Tarfin was a kohen. Was the kohen, and he used to give back the money always. That was his minig. And Rav Chanina had the minig also. Rav Chanina have a rug of a shakel mahadin. His minig also was that he used to take the money and give it back. So one time by the Pidyon HaBen ceremony, the guy gave him the Pidyon HaBen, and Chazu Gavrid of a Ka'azov also came. He kept on like walking next to him, like waiting to get it back. So Rav Chanina saw this. I'm like, Loi Gamarta V'yav. You didn't really give it. You wanted it back in the first place. Midam Bish, it's a bad thing you're doing. V'hilkach ain't a blei padu. The blei is not padu. And Tosis really asked that L'chayra, it's a Tanah Masa Hachsa. What's the problem exactly? Why Taka is not padu? You're allowed to give a Tanah Masa Hachsa. So he says, because Rav Chanina never was maskim to that. He wanted a matana gemura and then give it back his own will, because there's a problem called koyin mesiyeh beis agronos, that if you can't, you're not allowed to do a matana swachs of a koyin, because he'll get all the business then and take away the things from other kahanim, because everyone's want to give it to him because they get it back. So that was the problem of it. He wanted to get a good matana, then he'll give it back himself. This guy was waiting to get it back, that was not a good matana, and that was not a pidyon haben.
Why don't you just not give it back, and then it's good?
Why is it in this case? So Rashi, very good point. So Rashi says one thing, that's what exactly he told him. He said, I'm not giving back to you because I want you to do Yaitzah. That's one Pshat Rashi. The other Pshat Rashi says, even if he doesn't give it back, it's still not Yaitzah because he wasn't a good Nesina. So Rashi has two Pshatim. If you look at Rashi, Midden Bish, but it's a good point. We touched more like the first Pshat. He said, I'm not going to give it back because I don't want to cause a problem. But Rashi brings up both Pshatim. But it's a very good point, yeah. So, but either way, because it's not a good matana. The guy did not want to give it as a good matana. Zok the Mishnah says, Vaita, Mafrish Pidyon B'noi V'Avad. Someone puts aside five slum and it gets lost. Chai V'Ach Yusuf. It's still Chai V'Ach Reis. Manolon. How do you know? Amrav Shim V'Lakish. How do you know this thing that Chai V'Ach Yusuf when it gets lost? Remember, the Mishnah gave a reason. It says, "Yeh lacha bani tift upad sifta." For some reason, we're asking a question. Menalon, Amram Shim Malakish, Asi erech merachim. We learn from erechin, just like by erechin yichai ba'achrayis. So here also yichai ba'achrayis. Rav Dimi Amrei said, "V'chab v'chab v'necha tifta lo yopani reikam." Well, yeah, it's in the pasuk next to v'chab v'necha. It says, "Lo yoro panai reikam." Which is talking about oilus ria. V'yaf reikam oilus ria. Ma oilus ria chayi ba'achri usoy. Just like oilus ria is chayi v'nachrayis. Afidir ben chayi v'achrayis. Oilus ria is chayi v'achrayis because if you don't bring oilus ria, not yet it's oilus ria. So you chayi v'achrayis. Here also you chayi v'achrayis. So they have one of them has pshat from erech. One has pshat from oilus ria. That's you know you chayi v'achrayis. Maskler apapa, krala kra. Our Mishnah says a pasuk why you chayi v'achrayis. It says, yeh lecha. Upon the sifta. So what do you need two new psukim over here? Why does the Gemara bring psukim? Erech. We have a pasuk in the Mishnah Hayichai Bachrayis. We don't need a psukim. Eleanor Papa, you're right. Ha'kuktoni Taima. Why Hayichai Bachrayis Pidyon HaBen? Because like the Mishnah says, Yelecha Ach Pade Sifta. V'chi Itme De Rash Lakish Aresha Itme. Rash Lakish is going on the Resha. The Reisha, it says, Meis la'achash lo'yishim yoyim. Beginning of the parak, it said, let's say the little baby, lo'yaleinu, dies after 30 days, and you didn't give the money yet. Pidyon HaBen. Obviously, nosan yitzi. He's still mechuyiv in Pidyon HaBen, even though the kid is not alive. Menalon, how would we know that? And that where these two drashas come here. How do we know that the child, after he dies, the father is still chayiv in Pidyon HaBen? Amar Shimon Lakish, Asi erech merechin. Learn from erechin. Lach is erechin. If someone makes Erech Ployni a lie and that Ployni dies, he's still Chayiv in Erechin. So we're learning out over here the same thing. We darshan from Oilus Ria. Malahal and Yerushim Chayavim. If the father died, he's still Chayiv for his Oilus Ria. Because the Oilus Chayiva. So the Yerushim is still Chayiv in his father's Oilah. If the father went up to the Beis Hamikdash and he died over there in the Beis Hamikdash, the Yerushim is still Chayiv in the Oilus Ria. So here also, Afkan Yerushim Chayav, even though the child is dead, he's still Chayiv in the Pidyon HaBen. So either we learn that from Erechin, or we learn from Eilas Ria, that when the child dies, the father is still Chayiv in Pidyon HaBen.